Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Mailman and Duke. How y'all doing tonight, fellas?
What up, what up, what up?
What's up, everybody? We good.
All right, all right. We got some topics that are near and dear to us today. First topic today, we're talking about some conversations that me and the fellas were having. We were just talking about, you know, relationships and, you know, dating and marriage and ideas of it. And I just wanted to get your guys' take on this, man. The idea of marriage, the ideal marriage, man. What does that look like to you guys? I know a lot of our listeners want to talk to us about what we see in our relationships and relationships in general and our takes on it. So what's your guys' personal perspectives on the ideal marriage, or what is it that you feel that a marriage would need in order to succeed?
You know, as we all know, I've been married before. You know, I met my ex-wife at the age of 17, married her at the age of 23, and got divorced before I even turned 24. Mm. Marriage is not high on my to-do list, you know. I'm just saying. But my ideal marriage would be one with no legal obligations. Now,
I'm sorry, what?
Married without any legal obligations. Let me finish.
Okay. Okay.
Marriage, in my eyes, is a commitment that you make before God, not so much in the eyes of the law. I just don't believe that, you know, allowing a third party, aka the government, to be involved in my marriage is a necessary thing. Now, think about it like this. You have to pay for the marriage license. You pay for them to be filed with the courts. You pay for the wedding, which includes the venue, the pastor, the flower, food, drinks, cake, engagement rings, the wedding ring, which is what, a month's salary or something like that.
No. I'm sorry. Did you say the engagement ring is a month's salary?
The wedding ring. Like, it's two rings, the engagement ring and then the wedding ring.
Okay, I know one of them motherfuckers is supposed to be at least like 6 to 8 months salary.
Oh, well, some shit like that. Yeah, so yeah, 6 to 8 months salary for the fucking wedding ring. God damn.
I know, right?
All right, the bridesmaids, dresses, groomsmen, tuxedos, the photographer, the DJ, the reception venue, decorations, and the list just goes on. Now, God forbid you fall out of love with this person and you have to get divorced. Then the divorce, you got more paperwork to be filed with the courts, and then alimony and half your assets, which is usually, you know, paid by the man. And then, as we know, 80% of marriages that end in divorce are usually filed by women. And then the divorce rate in America right now is what, 50% of all marriages end in divorce, 60% of the second marriages end in divorce, and what, 9.7 of third marriages end in divorce. So the likelihood of you, the chances of you staying together is fucking, you know what I mean?
Well, you can do that. Hold on. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. What the hell are we talking about? I thought we were talking about what our ideal marriage is.
Let me finish, man.
His ideal marriage is a marriage without legal obligations. So he going through all the legal obligations that you need, or all the obligations you have in marriage from the beginning.
I'm almost done. I'm just saying. After you get through with the fucking divorces, or if you get divorced, which it looks highly likely, you know what I'm saying? You out of fucking so much fucking money, and it's all, you know what I'm saying, based on what a judge tells you or decides, you know what I'm saying, what you get to pay, how much you get to pay, when you got to pay it, and all this shit. But making your vows before God and wearing a symbol of your union with, you know, the person that you with, and carrying yourself in a manner that's, you know, befitting of a couple, you know, and this, to me, is more ideal than holding myself you know what I'm saying, to the standards of fucking law. So my ideal marriage would be one without any government, you know what I'm saying, ties to it or any legal obligation involved in my marriage. I don't want the government involved in my marriage. Y'all motherfuckers don't get to tell me, you know what I'm saying, shit about what's going on with me and my woman. You know what I'm saying? I think we decide that and we make that vow before God and we fucking hold ourselves to those standards. That's what I consider to be an ideal marriage.
Okay, so yours is just the financial and governmental interference.
Yes.
Okay. I can. I don't know if I agree, but I have heard that sentiment, and so I do. I do understand it. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of people are like, we don't need the government in our business.
Damn right. Mm-hmm. Fuck the government. No. I'm just
say. What about you, Duke?
So ideal marriage to me, for one is 50-50. Y'all gotta, it's gotta be equal. Like, no one is above the other. You each are equal components of this to create one whole thing, for one. That's the main thing. Communication. You gotta be able to communicate with each other, whether it be a good thing or a bad thing. You gotta be able to express how you feel to each other. You gotta listen to understand what your partner is saying to you. It's not going to always be ideal. You also got to, you got to know, going back to other episodes, we talked about the difference between a flaw and a flag. You got to know the difference if your partner has flaws, because you guys can work through those, or if they are flags where you got to get the fuck out of that situation. The ideal relationship becomes the ideal marriage if you follow those certain things, if you communicate with your person, if you guys have a 50-50 split, or it may work better for you if it's 60-40, whatever that may be, but something that's comfortable for both of y'all, and however y'all split that up, that's up to you guys. That's a conversation that y'all have, and everybody's okay with, just as long as you're all on the same wavelength. So communication is the key, period. Yeah. And then, like I said, when you do have those times where you guys are seeing aren't seeing things eye to eye, listen to understand what each other are saying. Therefore, you can come back around and fix and solve whatever issue that it was. Yeah. So my ideal relationship / marriage, that's all it is. It's something simple. I'm not trying to make it too complicated or anything like that. Just something really simple.
Yeah. Okay. I feel you on that. I heard that. Communications is key with any relationship.
To me, it sounds like you were saying, like, you know, a marriage is no different than, you know, saying a relationship, because all the things you want to uphold in that relationship, you want to be upholding in your marriage, right?
That's exactly what a relationship is. You should be dating to get married. That's the purpose of a relationship.
Yeah, that's facts. I think my ideal marriage is. You guys, no homo.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, you guys. Like, look, let's be real. In our lifetime, in our relationship as friends, I've said some dumb shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we all, I know our listeners are like, this y'all 30th episode. You be saying some stupid shit. You know, we get it. Ain't no wrong thing, right? But y'all love me for it anyway. And there's sometimes where I screw up and y'all understand, because y'all like, this is my boy. We know what he means. You know what I mean? It's unwritten. You know what I mean? The love I got from him is different. And that's ideally what I want in a relationship and in a marriage, right? A friend that's going to, I feel like best friends, even if you guys not clicking or you guys aren't viewing eye to eye on the same page, because there's topics that we talk about that we agree and disagree with all the time, but it doesn't affect our friendship. Can you have that same scenario where there's topics where you agree and disagree in your relationship and y'all still be in the same relationship? You know what I mean? I'm not saying there's lots of topics, whether it be political, religion, choices about things like the vaccine or work or things that we disagree on, but we like, nah, we boys, it is what it is, right? And if I screw up, you like, yeah, you know what? He made a mistake. His heart's in the right place. That's still my boy, ride or die, whatever the case may be. I think that in a relationship, when it's centered around friendship, it's easier to understand and communicate to what Duke is saying, to where you can have conversations like you said, Mailman, like, hey, listen, we cool. Maybe I don't want the legal obligation of a marriage. Maybe we can have a ceremony without the paperwork and be like, you know what? We friends, we best friends. We in this to the end. It's understood. I feel like sometimes men and women alike, you have conversations, or you say something wrong, you don't do something wrong, right, or whatever the case may be. Where it's like, if it's my best friend, y'all got it, y'all understand, I don't need an apology. But within a relationship, it's like, no, you need to apologize sometimes, you need to make up for it. And I just feel like if we're friends, man, there's some things that's just like unsaid that you know.
I get what you're saying. Do you guys think that, you know what I'm saying, that being married versus being in a relationship changes the dynamics of your relationship?
Ooh.
What do you mean by changes that the what are you?
What I mean is, so like, you know, do you have different expectations out of a wife than you do of a girlfriend?
I don't believe so if the relationship is being done the correct way. If the relationship is naturally growing to that, you guys are going to grow into those quote unquote molds. So there's nothing more that you are expecting, because you guys already got to that point. You're just making it quote unquote official to everyone and before God or whomever is your religious preference to solidify that bonding of that you guys already have. So no, I don't think that changes that dynamic at all.
But do you think there are some people that out there that feel like, you know what I'm saying, that hey, us being married should change our dynamics, you know, of our relationship, like I said, you know what I'm saying, the different expectations, you know what I mean? Girlfriend, you know, I expect my girlfriend these things out of my girlfriend, but my wife, I expect her to be like this and be like that.
I think it's different with men and women. I think with women, most women expect it to be different, right? And understandable, right? I'm your wife now. You're supposed to carry me and treat me differently than you would when we were together. Now that it's official, I think this is a disconnect between men and women, right? When you, or not men and women in general, or specifically just in generalizing, right? Marriage, does things change after you get married? Men tend to have this idea that things are great, we're doing what we need to do, let's get married and lock it in. Whereas women sometimes will see it as, okay, things are good, now that we're married, now we hit it in the overdrive. And one of the good quotes I saw, I forget where, probably on TikTok. I know Duke gonna give me shit for this, but one of the good quotes that I saw was that when a man sees a woman, or a woman sees a man, and they are looking for a dating to marriage, right, for a husband or wife, the thought process is you already see a husband in that man, and he already sees a wife inside you. That is why you guys are dating. So why are you in any way trying to make a successful relationship by hiding a part of you that they see?
Hmm.
You see what I mean? That was the thing that kind of got me. Because it's like, yeah, in a relationship, there is no secrets. If you're saying, oh, no, I'm a good woman, but I'm going to hold that back, then you're not in it full throttle. Same thing with men.
That goes back to what I was saying about putting your representative out there first and not who you really are, and being authentically you.
Yeah. Yeah, so, absolutely. One of the good sides and downsides to having a long-term relationship for 10 plus years and then boom, you're single, is when people approach you, you still behave the same way. And that's because mentally I'm a husband still. I'm just not your husband. You see what I mean? That's the difference, right? Whereas women, it's like, oh no, you got to change. No, no, no. I'm a husband now. I'm just not your husband. I've already gone through this metamorphosis in my life, whether it be because I am who I am or because of a marriage. And so
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it was a good question though, but I ain't getting married.
Good. That is not how, that's getting married is not how on my to-do list either. Like I said, that from the dough. Like, I'm, nah.
Maybe sometimes down the road, but it's not, whatever. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where, like, if I didn't see when I wanted to get married before, like, I didn't see it coming. It was one of those things where y'all saw it coming before I did. And I was like, ah, maybe one of these days. And then changes, like, it just becomes crystal clear. And I'm not about to sit there and be like, it's not crystal clear. You know what I mean?
See, the beauty of it is, though, like, my girlfriend is on the same page with me. Like, you know, she's not thinking about, you know, getting married right now either. So I'm like, I'm loving that shit. Like, mm-hmm. We both on the same fucking page. Like, yes.
I think that's important to be on the same page with them, too. It's like, yeah, there's some people that's like, I'm completely against marriage. If you want to date me, you got to be on board with that. And it's like, bet. And there's some people that's like, nope, I'm going to save myself for marriage. And if you want to date me, that means we getting married right away. I'm like, all right, deuces. So
deuces.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, not too long ago we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Brown Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our second topic of the day. And we're just talking about some things about, you know, things we've been talking about, We've just been talking about some things, me and the fellas, conversating amongst ourselves. And one of the things we were talking about is some things that we'd be doing with in our relationships, our own personal relationships, about, you know, conversations we have, both materialistic, about finances. And some of these conversations, kind of like on our podcast, be getting real deep. And so one of the questions is, you know, when it comes to these conversations, some people shy away from it. So my question to the fellas is, how do you feel about the importance of having, you know, seriously deep conversations with your partner, whether it be philosophical, political, or, you know, anything of the sort?
All right. So I'm always looking for deep, meaningful conversations with my girlfriend. I feel that if we can't connect on deeper levels of conversation, then me personally, I'll get bored with it. You know, if I'm being completely honest, I think that trivial conversations are meaningless and just pointless, mind-numbling ramblings, you know what I'm saying? And I really only engage in those kinds of conversations when I'm like at work or something, you know, mainly because when you're having deep, meaningful conversations, it requires a level of intelligence, well, a certain level of intelligence. And, you know, saying when we are in like settings like that, like in the workplace and things like that, you may find that you are around a lot of smart people. But when you're dealing with people that have a lot of intellect, people usually tend to, you know, alienate them from social groups and things like that. They kind of seen as the eyeball out, or they consider to be somebody that's boring. But aside from that, I'll deep conversations with me can give you a real and more genuine look inside the mind of the person that you're with, you know, whether it's your girlfriend, wife, husband, whoever it is. Like, for example, if the most deep conversation you've had with your partner is about, you know, how they like to present themselves to other people, I mean, you're most likely dealing with a person with, you know, saying not very much depth of character, so to speak, you know. But if you've had deep conversations with your partners on the topic, such as like their belief systems, like, for example, their religious beliefs or their spiritual beliefs and the reason why they have those beliefs and things like that, then, you know what I'm saying, it's, you find out more of their character, more substance to who they are, and get a better understanding of who that person is, you know. And so I always strive and try to have deep, meaningful conversations with my girlfriend because I feel it helps and leads us to connect on a deeper level with each other.
Okay. I hear that. I hear that. What about you, Duke?
Yeah, I mean, deep conversations are essential. That's how your souls connect. When you let the other person in, that's also the scary part. Because that's how you open yourself up to possibly being hurt as well. Or when you guys get into some sort of argument, if that person's not coming from the right perspective, they can try to use that against you. So that's what makes it something that you don't necessarily do with everyone. That's where trust comes in. That's where growth in your relationship comes in. Because to truly have those deep conversations, and I'm talking about ones that you don't have with everybody. I'm talking about things that you will, that you don't tell everybody, maybe just the closest of people to you that you tell. Mm-hmm. So that is something special that you share with your partner and your partner shares with you, which in the end only brings you guys closer. Like I said, it connects your spirits. So that's how you guys get to be closer and closer and closer to possibly get to what we talked about in our first segment of the day of possibly getting married and things of that nature. To me, that all goes towards that. If you find that right person for you and y'all have that interconnected spirit that is going to be there and last for forever or a very long time, whichever definition you want to put on it.
Yeah, I hear that too. I have a question I want to pose to both of you guys on this topic, just, you know, to piggyback off of it. We've seen, and I know you guys have seen it in multiple relationships, whether it be within your own or in groups of people, where people will go to you for advice and talk to you and say, how do I talk to my husband or wife about this, or my girl and man about this? And it's a question that you're like, you just talk to him, and like, I don't know how to talk to him. What do you say about people who have a fear about talking to their partners, you know, about these deep and meaningful conversations that are essential to a relationship?
Oh, I'm going to say timing is everything. You know what I mean? And when I say that, I mean, if you go and try to talk to your significant other when they just got off work or something about something like that, it's probably not the best time to be doing that, you know. And then a lot of times you don't want to do it when they watching the game, or, you know what I'm saying, when they doing something that they really in love, like, or playing their favorite video game or something, because that tends to be they unwind time. But, you know, so finding the best time to do that is key. That's the first thing. Second thing I probably would say is that be tactful about your words. You know what I mean? The way you present something is how somebody's going to take it. So, you know, because I hate to hear that excuse, well, I didn't mean it like that. That's just how you took it. No, I took it the way you fucking put it out there. So, you know what I'm saying? And you don't get to tell me how to take something that you done fucking said. Now, if you fucking had to say it with more tact, and, you know what I'm saying, took my feelings into consideration while you were saying these things, and not making me feel like I'm being attacked by your words, if it's something, you know what I'm saying, that is a problem or something like that. But then don't make a person feel like they're being attacked and use a lot of I statements and things like that. Then, you know what I'm saying, it'll come off a whole lot better and you'll get a lot farther with that person if you, you know what I'm saying, use those two approaches. Mm-hmm.
So what I was going to say is this is where it comes into where you have to know how your partner likes to communicate. So kind of piggybacking off of what Melman was just saying, if you know how your partner likes to communicate, then you don't have as many of those issues where it's being tactful or not being tactful on when you're talking, because you know how to communicate with that person. Some people, like you were talking about news, they have a hard time talking. So, okay, what works best for you? So, like, for instance, my lady, sometimes she likes to write it in a letter, and she'll give me a letter or something like that, or shoot me a long ass text message. And because we got iPhones, there ain't no breaking up of that text message. So that motherfucker be long as hell. And sometimes it may come when I'm at work, and, you know, and I may be like, damn, I ain't got time to read all this right now. But I understand for her, that was the best time for her to do it. So even though it might not have been the right timing for me, I acknowledge her that, say, hey, I see that you wrote me this novel. I ain't got time to read it right now. I'll read it as soon as I can, because I am at work. So I don't just say, oh, fuck, I ain't reading this shit, or this is the wrong time to give that to me. You know what I'm saying? So that way, because if I say something like that, then that's going to dissuade her from coming at me the next time something is going on. Then we might have shit going on that I don't even know about. And then one day we get into an argument and she bringing up shit that I wasn't even aware of, just because that one time I was like, I ain't got time for it right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's not an easy thing to do. That's a hard thing to do. But you know,
I don't mean to cut you off, but then you run into the problem of, well, I sent that message, you didn't read it, or you didn't respond fast enough, and then you took your sweet time to get back to me on it, and I needed a response right then and there right after I sent it to you, type of deal.
Correct. So that's why I said before that I might not have gotten to the message, but I'll at least hit her back and be like, hey, I see that you sent me this. I don't have time right now because I am at work. So I'm telling her why I don't have time. So she can at least understand that part. Communicate. And then I'll get back. Correct. Exactly. So, and then I can get back to you as soon as I can.
So,
or Duke, when we see each other, whatever.
So, Duke, this is actually very interesting, right? Because I was always told that when you send a text message, right, about your feelings and your emotions, even if you put it in, like, the best way, depending on how that person's mindset is when they receive it and read it, they read it differently. So I may say, hey, listen.
They put their intentions into it. And
or attitude emotion. Or whatever. Yeah, so it's like, exactly. You may sit there and say, listen, I don't know what it is you're talking about, but we're going to have a conversation about this as soon as I get home. That way we can resolve it. And in their mind, they read, look, I don't know what you're talking about, but we will talk about this. You time it to where you're like, no. When I'm in the correct mind space, I'm going to read this objectively, and then we can talk. Like, that's a cool way to look at it.
Exactly. That's why. So you don't get that reaction. That's exactly why you explain why. It's not just, oh, I ain't got time to read this now, because you're right. People read it the way that they would have said it, or the way that they took it, not necessarily the way that you want them to take it. Yeah. That's why. So two things: it's important to know how your partner communicates so you can write that message a little easier for them to understand without jumping the gun. Yeah. And then that's why also too, you take the time to be like, hey, work is crazy right now, so I don't have time to read this, but I'm acknowledging that you sent this to me, and it does mean something to me because it means something to you. That's all.
That's why I say time is everything. Yeah. But text messaging, to me, I feel like that is a bad way to get wires crossed, though. Like, especially if it's something important. So, like, you know, I still say wait until, you know what I'm saying, you're not at work or hadn't just gotten off work to where that, you know what I'm saying, it's a time appropriate. Plus, you know what I'm saying, by you waiting and taking the time, you can actually think more about what it is that you're going to say, so you can articulate what's, you know what I'm saying, the problem is a lot better as well.
Yeah, it sounds like both of you guys are like, this is what works for me. And it's not wrong.
Exactly. That's my whole point. So your lady will know that. So she won't send you. She'll say, okay, I know that's what you want to do. She'll already understand that part, because she knows what your language is on how you would explain it or how you would take it. So yeah. That's what I'm talking about in the beginning. Y'all got to know how each other communicates. Right. You know what I'm saying? So too, because right. yeah, I would, that ultimately that's what, when I read what it is that she wrote, ultimately that's probably what I would say anyway. We can talk about it as soon as we're, you know, face to face again. Yeah. But because I know that's her way of communicating, I accept that and just take that and go with it as I can. Yeah. And then when we have time to talk about it more on my language or come to some sort of agreement where we can, you know, figure it out the best way to communicate for this certain thing, because we've done it both ways. We fixed some problems through text message because her way might have worked better at that time. And we've done it to where we've done it face to face, which works better for me. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be fluid. You got to be like water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to admit, I was like thinking about this because there's been times where I've gotten them long text messages and I can't read them. And here's what happens with me. I'll take and I'll read a little bit of it and I'll be like, I ain't got time for this. What happens is when I read that little bit of the text message at first, my mindset is like, okay, now I'm pissed because they sent me this book. I'm going to read it later when I'm in a better mindset. But the problem is, because I read the beginning of it, I am fuming from the time I started to the time I eventually read this text message. And so now it's like, I should have read this shit like an hour ago. Now it's been like 2 hours. And now I'm ready to argue. Like, let's get it on. Like, so it's just like,
me, I operate a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that what y'all got going on, you know what I'm saying, is bad or wrong or anything like that. But for me, I like a face-to-face conversation because then I can see your facial expressions, your reaction. I can hear the tone in your voice, you know what I mean? Whether it's going up or down, I can see the frustration. I can hear, you know what I'm saying? And then I can really get to the, you know what I'm saying, the meat of what the fucking problem is. You can't do that through a fucking text message, man.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what works best for you. Things just work best for different people. That's all I'm saying.
Plus I don't want to fucking read no long ass motherfucking text message. Hell no. Better not send me no message, bitch. You better tell me that shit in person, goddamn. Just go ahead and hit me with the "we need to talk."
So okay. So I'm really good up to a point, right? As soon as you're like, hey, we need to talk, I'm really good at just like shutting all emotion, be like, okay, there's a problem. Let's figure this out. And what I'll do is during the conversation, when I catch myself trying to prove to you how my thought process is right or not, and you don't care, right? My favorite line in any kind of disagreement like that is, okay, what's the solution? Because I am trying to find a solution that makes you happy and me happy, or I'm trying to get you to understand where my thought process is. So maybe you can see, maybe I was right, maybe I'm not wrong, maybe I misunderstood, whatever the case may be. What's the solution? And in that moment, I feel like you genuinely show whether or not, if you have an issue, if you have these deep conversations, right? If you are doing it for a purpose, or if you actually have a resolution, right? Because sometimes we just vent and be like, I got a problem. I don't want no damn solution. I just want to tell you my problem. That's cool up to a point where you got a problem with me. Then we got to talk about it. You see what I mean? And then if there's no solution, then why are you having a problem with me? If you haven't thought this, like if you just want to vent about your problems, that's fine. Let's figure out a solution to this. But don't just sit here and expect me to just be like, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong forever. I don't like arguing. So I'm just like, yo.
A lot of times you gotta understand too that the difference between men and women is women need to, you know what I'm saying, they come at things from an emotional standpoint. So when they say they gotta talk to you,
Some women cold hearted than a
But it's still based out of emotions, right? Whereas men, we tend to, okay, it's a problem. I need to fix it. I need to solve that problem, right? So and a lot of times we as men have to sit back and be like, okay, a lot of times we don't need to solve everything. Sometimes we just need to shut the fuck up and listen.
And a lot of times it's just a lot of people, men and women in general, they just need validation that whatever they're feeling is justified. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't have to be like, oh man, damn, let's do this or it's
try to fix the problem.
Yeah. I ain't trying to fix it. If you got a problem, okay, cool. You can tell me, yo, I don't like how you do your hair. All right, cool, fine. I don't do my hair. My shit nappy. So then when you come at me like full time, like, what's the solution? Because I ain't doing shit differently other than getting a lineup. You want to figure this shit out.
You just contradict yourself. You just said you ain't looking for to fix the problem. Then you ask for what the solution is. That's the same thing.
If you come to me with the same problem multiple times, that means you want to. That means we need a solution. Because there's some things in every relationship that once you get into, you're just like, I'm in a relationship with them. That's not perfect, but I'm overlooking it because it's not that big of a deal. But if you're going to tell me the same problem over and over and over again, then obviously there's something that needs to be fixed. So then what is the solution? And that's where I'm like, let's talk about it. But I do agree. Right. I do agree with you with the whole, sometimes you just need to validate. Like, hey, you have every reason to feel the way you feel.
Right.
Now I don't recommend Duke's solution to anything. If they, you know, if someone upsets you, you gotta hit a motherfucker with a motherfucker.
With a motherfucker.
Damn right. Sometimes that's the only fucking solution.
Shit. Right.
Now just make sure now we don't condone hitting women.
I was about to say,
but if you're another woman, then you get a woman motherfucker and hit the motherfucker with another woman motherfucker. That's what you do.
Still a bunch of violence. If you can't solve the problem with your words, walk away.
Fuck all that. Fuck all that.
I'm just saying.
In a relationship.
Oh, yeah, in a relationship. Yeah, because that's called jail.
Domestic
violence. Exactly. So we don't want that.
Dun, 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 dun. Charge. That's what your ass gonna be getting me. Shit. Don't do it. Just walk away. Put your hands in your pocket and walk the fuck away. Just leave it a fucking alone.
All right. Yep. You're right about that. So, all right, man. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. We're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. A green light card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Green light. Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching. Bam, baby. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right. Back to the show.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to a third topic of the day.
On the next episode of Wretched News. Me. Let's get wretched, motherfuckers.
I'm over there shaking my head at the end like, fuckers. Oh, no. Like, I know it's coming. Come on, get it to me. You know how like old school fucking Jodeci motherfuckers be singing and they get that ooh, you know what I'm saying? You know how their head be shaking a little bit with their head. That's what I'm talking about right now. That's what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I had that with the Luther Vandross. Here you know what I'm saying?
I bet your head was shaking when you did it too, wasn't it?
Damn sure was. That's how you get into it. That's how you get the extra little oomph.
Right. You gotta put some soul to it. Make sure that shit is deep like a conversation.
Yeah, like, damn, that was a good one. Yeah, that was a good one.
Shit, shit.
Yep, that was a good one. I like that song, man. Oh, man. All right, man. Let's go ahead and get into
Let's
it,
do
man.
It. Let's do it.
You got for us?
Our ratchet news, man, is a man is dubbed a walking red flag after an embarrassing demand on a coffee date. Let's get into it, man.
Is it a clip?
No, there's not. I guess.
Are you going to be reading some shit?
Nah, man. I don't want to go into the clip because.
I do. Fuck that shit, man. Do the clip. Do the clip. Yeah,
all right. Let me pull up TikTok. That's why I'm going to go. That's it. See, that's why I want to go.
Context. Motherfucking TikTok.
I'm a visual person, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need the visual aids with the presentation. Can't be telling me some shit. I'm like, I don't get that. Like, show me that money, goddamn. You gotta show me that shit. I ain't gonna believe it. I'm thinking lying.
Let me explain. So this woman wakes up to a text message that says request $4. And she says, I just woke up. Why did you request $4? It says, I assume the second try for breakfast is canceled by now. So that's for the coffee last week, since it seems we're never going to go out again. Really, just don't understand what games you are trying to play.
Okay.
So essentially, it's
crazy.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's crazy.
He says, okay, let me be crystal clear on this and make sure we're on the same page. You want me to pay you back for the coffee date that you bought me on our coffee you bought me on my date.
Because they didn't go on a second date, it sounds like.
Because they didn't go on a second date.
And it was $4 motherfucking dollars.
Run me my cash, bitch!
This motherfucker asked for 16 motherfucking quarters back. 16 quarters is what he asked for.
That, yeah, like he took it a red
Lord, hear mercy.
To the movies and did bottle of flowers.
Lord,
hear
mercy.
He went all out. He went all out.
That's definitely a flag. That is definitely a flag. That motherfucker is crazy. That's the type of motherfucker that she gonna be out with her girls. This motherfucker gonna be around the corner with just a motherfucking robe and some flip-flops on. And he gonna be like, what the fuck you do? For real. Like, just staring at that bitch like, I see you. I see you. I see you.
Do y'all know who Lil Duval is?
Yeah,
y'all know who Lil Duval.
Of course, we know who he is.
So back in the day, Lil, you know, before he was living his best life, he was.
I know that
Lil
song. You finna sing. My best life. I done bought them drinks. Bitch, you is my girl.
Like he was like.
I hope her name ain't Clarice. He'd be like, hello, Clarice.
Damn.
That's what I get from that motherfucker. That's Hannibal Lecter right there, boy. About to eat your nose.
She should have never went on that date with that motherfucker. That's why you got to vote motherfucker before you go out on a date with him and shit.
That's why she was like, let's go on this coffee date, player.
Yeah. A coffee date is like the bare minimum first date. Like, that's like, I can leave whenever the fuck I want. We in a public place. You not spending a ton of money. This is my date costs the same amount as a bag of chips from the gas station.
Right? This is a get to know you fucking date.
Yeah.
That's a perfect, that's a perfect first date.
But damn, that's like motherfucker in the woods. That's like when she tapped my man's shoulder. She tapped out. She's gone, bro.
She knew after the first day with your ass.
For real.
Yep. She saw all the red flags. Hey, kudos to you, whoever this lady is. Kudos to you for recognizing them red flags early on and was like, nope, not going to happen.
And meet them at a public place. Which is huge, because that motherfucker might, if he knew where you live, you might have to keep your windows, your blinds closed.
Women kill me, buy you a drink, you buy them a drink, you look for them at the club, they be gone. Hey, motherfucker, girl did me like that before, man. As a matter of fact, I did a song about it. I did. I want to sing it for y'all. I can sing it for y'all. All right, I'm just saying this. I don't get the hell out of Dodge. I appreciate y'all. This song gonna be out on Dead Broke Records. Yeah, on my first compilation called Let Me Hold Something. Featuring Nate Dogg. Yeah. I'm gonna sing it. I ain't really got no instruments, so I'm gonna need y'all to clap and shit. I can sing now. Y'all looking at it like I can't sing. I sound good, nigga. I can sing. I sound like Luther. No, not Luther. Let me do this shit and I'm gonna get on. I'm gonna need everybody to clap when I start clapping on beat. White people follow black people, just go with the flow. All right. Boom, 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 might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order or stepping to you this way. See, I've been buying you drinks for a while, and I just gotta let you know that, bitch, you mine. So you need to give me your name, and I'll leave you my number, and you better call a nigga today. As a matter of fact, you just give me yours too, and bitch, I'll call you. It's better be you, bitch, cause who you think you just misled is boo-boo written on my forehead. I done bought them drinks, bitch, you is my girlfriend. I don't wanna hear that shit, thought you just came out to have a nice time out and just chill. Damn, didn't I tell you to call? You tried to give me the wrong number, and you thought you wasn't gonna see me no more. But surprise, here I am in the flesh. Oh, now you digging me. Bitch, last night you was digging me. Let me calm down, here's what we doing tonight. I'll probably go pick up my piece, and when I'm through, then maybe I'ma swing by. And then we gon' chill. Oh, bitch, you gon' chill with me, and you're gonna be comfortable, you're gonna feel secure, cause you're with me, cause who you think you fucking with? You must want your shit split. I done bought them drinks, bitch, you is my girlfriend.
Oh, shit. Tell me that ain't the vibe. Tell me that ain't the same vibe that motherfucker was giving.
100%. Yep.
That is his fucking theme song right there, goddamn. What the fuck? $4.
$4.
Yep. This motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Is, yep. They, you know, Walking Red Flag shouldn't be his name. It should be King Petty. But that's some petty ass shit to call a chick back the next day. Be like, oh, I need you to go ahead, Facebook message, or you know what I'm saying, Facebook Pay or Cash App me that $4 back, bitch. Like, who does
that's
that?
That's crazy.
That motherfucker.
Yep. You get 4 cents.
Bill, whatever the fuck his name is. What's his name? His name is Bill, ain't it?
I don't know.
It's Bill. We're going with Bill. So Bill.
What do you
sound like some shit somebody named Bill would do?
Because Bill ain't got no bills. Bill got bills. Hey, Bill got bills.
He had trouble paying was the motherfucking bill. I need, hey, run me that cash, bitch. Run me
if that's the case, you shouldn't be going on no first dates, player. So.
You can't buy you can't buy somebody a fucking cup of coffee. What the fuck, man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, for exactly. Real, like, you know what I'm saying? I'd buy my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, or a fucking co-worker a fucking cup of coffee. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You seriously thinking about dating a chick and you can't, oh, she ain't call you back. That's right. That's my bad.
I could tell you what he's thinking. He thinking.
It's my girlfriend. For real. Fucking idiot. Oh my God. It blows my mind that there's people out there like that, that actually will do some shit like that. Like, that shit just blows my mind.
There's a lot of crazy motherfuckers out there. Yep. A lot of them reside in Florida, but I'm not going to go any further than that. But but you know, there's a lot of crazy motherfuckers out there. That's why you gotta be careful.
Yeah. Hey, like you said the other week, the date pool got pee in it.
Definitely for real, dude. That motherfucker's in the deep end, too.
Hey, for real. Oh, that was the best shit ever, right there. Yeah, the date pool definitely got pee in it.
Yep. It 100% do.
Oh, my God. I feel sorry for motherfuckers out here trying to date right now. God,
exactly. Man. Crazy.
Ain't the same no more. Social media done fucked a lot of this shit up, though.
Yep.
Yeah. That doesn't help. Anything you guys want to end on?
Shit. What was our topics? Oh. That's right. Divorce. I mean, marriage.
This motherfucker said divorce.
The topic was the ideal
version of the ideal marriage or the idea of marriage. So the topic was divorce.
I know, right? One that don't end in divorce. That's my ideal marriage. One that don't end up with a bitch taking half my shit of me on her alimony and all that shit. How about one like that? That's my ideal motherfucker.
Is that what you want to end on? Bitch, don't take half of what I got.
this shit, bitch. I was just fucking around, man. Shit. I'm good, man. Like, fuck.
On that note, then I'm gonna leave y'all with my man Don Cornelius. Love and soul.
We talked about marriage and deep conversation. Did you quote a pimp?
Yeah, he did. That's a pimp.
Don Cornelius, soul train, bruh.
Hey. I got one thing. Just be careful with your deep conversations. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like me and start having deep conversations about every damn thing because my girlfriend coined that shit as mansplaining. So don't be running around mansplaining shit all the time. But you know what I'm saying? Have some deep conversations with your partner, man. You'll benefit from it.
Look, man, marriage is the goal. And that starts with deep conversations and getting on the same page. And maybe that starts with a drink. Bitch, you is my girl.
Shit, I done bought them drinks. Lord,
all right, man. To my fellas, listen, I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
All
right. And I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness. And to all the listeners out there, you keep dreaming. Take care. Bitch, you is my girlfriend. I don't know. And we can just chill.